great boxer Cassius Clay, who later became Muhammad Ali, had a catch cry that just about everyone of my generation at least will never forget as long as they live. He used to say, "I am the greatest." But greatness, as things turn out, is not always what it's cracked up to be. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode of A Different Perspective. Each one of us has a God-given personality type. Now, there are lots of different systems out there in the world for identifying personality types and traits. Myers-Briggs is a well-known system. Herman Brain Dominance is another well-known system. If you've worked in the corporate world at all, you'll probably have run into some form of personality type testing somewhere along the line. My favourite one, however, is the Bible. Absolutely. Because since God made us, he must have something to say about our personality types. Well, as it turns out, he does. In Romans chapter 12, the Apostle Paul talks about what you might have heard other people call our motivational giftings. I guess a more common term that we'd use these days is our personality types. In other words, our natural motivations, how we've been wired on the inside. Here's what Paul actually says, Romans chapter 12, verses 3 to 8. "For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourselves more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all members have the same function, so we who are many are one in the body of Christ, and individually we're members of one another. Now, we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, and the compassionate in cheerfulness." So what God's saying here is that we each have a gift according to the grace given to us, according to his plans and his purposes. And we should get on and use those gifts. The teacher should actually get out there and teach. The leader should lead. The giver should give. Those with the gift of compassion should get out there and show compassion. Today I want to take a look at just one of these personality types and discover not only what are the characteristics of that personality type, but what's their natural strengths and weaknesses with a view to helping that personality type overcome those weaknesses. Because way too many people are being robbed day after day of the amazing life that Jesus came to give them by the consequences of their weaknesses. And today I want to talk specifically about the exhorter or the encourager out of that list in Romans chapter 12. Now, I've co-authored a book about all this stuff called My Personality GPS, in which we broke this personality type, the exhorter or the encourager, into two, the achieving encourager and the encourager, because there are actually two different types of encourager. Some of them are focused on achievement to keep things simple. I've called that personality type the achiever. So, are you one of these people? Are you an achiever? Well, here are some of the attributes of the achiever that will help you figure out if this is you that we're talking about today. Achievers are strongly motivated to succeed. They love to win. They're generally very positive, busy people who like to achieve things. Some people might even call them workaholics, but they enjoy keeping active and being upbeat. They're naturally competitive people, yet strangely, they love helping other people to achieve as well. You'll often find them making lists of things to do and ticking things off that list because for them, it's deeply satisfying because it confirms that they've actually achieved things. It's in their nature. They set goals and they achieve them. They're positive and they're highly motivated, but they don't like being disturbed or constrained. They're energetic and driven. They love self-improvement courses and they always like to leave a good impression. That's why achievers are often very smartly dressed people. You perhaps met a salesman who likes wearing that power suit with a bold tie. That's an achiever, driven to achieve. Now, I relate to this personality type because whilst my primary personality type is that of the leader, we'll be talking about them another day, my secondary personality type is to be an achiever. As I was preparing this program, I glanced up from my keyboard and on my desk in my study, I had three to-do lists. One on a yellow sticky note right under my computer screen, listing the things I absolutely had to get done that day. Another just to my left with an important series of tasks for the week, and then a bit further to the left again with my less urgent tasks. I absolutely delight in striking things off the list when they're done. Now, we need achievers in this world because they're the ones who help us get things done. They make things happen. And the exciting things about these folks is that they love helping and empowering other people to achieve things too. They often make a good sales force manager, for instance, because not only do they like to sell, they love helping a sales team to sell. My daughter, Melissa, her primary personality type is to be a carer. She's a real heart person and she cares deeply for other people. But her secondary personality type is to be an achiever. Now, she's a beauty therapist, and the place where she works will often set sales targets and have awards for the person who rebooks the most clients in a week and so on. She loves that sort of goal-oriented recognition. She rises up in that, and she excels in that. Other people are threatened by that sort of thing, but achievers revel in a performance-oriented reward culture. So, do you relate to any of that? If so, then you could well be an achiever. Or perhaps you're married to one, or you can identify that sort of behaviour in someone else that you know. Well, whilst each personality type has its strengths, it also has its weaknesses. And here are the most common for an achiever. When they're under pressure, they procrastinate and they put off decision-making. That's something I really relate to as well. And because they like to get on with things and achieve them, they can become angry with people who frustrate them and slow them down. They can give up on following through with things. Now, when they're burnt out and tired, which achievers often become because of the pace at which they live their lives, they can easily become down. They tune out of their feelings and they go along with the crowd because they're burnt out and feeling low. And when things get really bad, they become passive-aggressive. They bottle up things on the inside and resist you without overtly rocking the boat. If you're an achiever, those behaviours, at least in part, will resonate with you. I know they do with me. So how do you overcome those? They have some devastating consequences on performance and relationships. How do you get over them? Well, here are four simple steps that an encouraging achiever can take to be their very best. And this is the bit of today's message that's really exciting in my view. Firstly, the achiever needs to become less selfish in achieving their own success and become more of a team player and a team leader. It's in the achiever's nature to help other people, but it's easy to forget that when you're focusing on achieving your own goals. Jesus said the greatest amongst you will be the servant of all. The achiever wants to be a servant, but it's easy for them to forget to do that. Secondly, it helps to be a little more sensitive to other people's feelings, to show some empathy. It makes the achiever a better team player and a better team member. Thirdly, the achiever needs to be prepared to take on the values of the group that they're part of and see themselves not so much as a loner out there achieving on their own, but as a vital element of the group. They enjoy life much more when they're focusing on team outcomes than on individual outcomes. This is a real step of maturity for the achiever. It's a step up. It's the new trick that helps the achiever be all that they can be. And finally, they need to learn the godly values of faithfulness and loyalty. Achievers who focus just on their own success end up not having much influence in an organisation. But when they support others, they are at their absolute best. Here's the bottom line for the achiever personality type. They feel complete when they are both achieving for themselves and encouraging others to achieve. Remember again what Jesus said, "The greatest among you will be the servant of all." This series of messages is called Yes, an Old Dog Can Learn New Tricks. And over the coming days and weeks, we'll be stepping through each of the nine personality types, or motivational giftings as they're sometimes called, in Romans chapter 12, looking at how each of those personality types can learn some new tricks to overcome their natural weaknesses and be all that they were made to be in Christ. Now, each of these messages is available online at ChristianityWorks.com. Just click on the A Different Perspective program section on the homepage and you'll see this week's messages. Have a listen to any of them, read the transcript, even subscribe to the podcast, and don't forget to have your say about the program at the bottom of the page. I really want to know what you think. That's all at ChristianityWorks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond. Hey, the Lord bless you heaps. And let's catch up again same time tomorrow as we take another look at your natural strengths and weaknesses from a different perspective.